Now, how was that different from a grindstone?
Well, a grindstone made round, and a whip rock is a flat piece of
I see.
A home, we call them.
Yeah, I see the difference there now. Okay. And the thing you drive out there is called a... The thing I drive is a...
Car?
Any other names that people call that by?
No.
Automobile, maybe?
Automobile.
That kind of thing. Okay, and something you have to do to your car when you service it, you have to... You take some black stuff and you do what to it? You
grease it?
And, if you... get it all over your hands in there, then your hands are
greasy.
And so you might say, yeah, my car was in bad shape, but yesterday I
cleaned it up.
And I serviced it and I did what to it? Put that black stuff on. Okay. Go ahead.
We call it greasing it.
Okay. If you have a door hinge that is squeaking or something like that, you might want to take a can and put some
oil.
And what is it used to burn in lamps?
We call it kerosene. Some people call it coal oil.
Coal oil. You ever hear any other term for that? You ever call it carbon oil or lamp oil maybe?
Lamp oil. I've heard them call it lamp oil.
Did you ever have, say, a makeshift lamp with just a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
Yeah, I've seen it.
What, anybody have a name for that?
I just wouldn't know.
You call it the makeshift lamp?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Now, toothpaste usually comes in a...
tube.
And if you say you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you take it down to the lake and then you do what to it? You push it off. Would you ever call that a launch?
I ain't never had nothing to do with them.
You never had nothing to do with them?
No.
Boats. What do you call a kind of boat you go fishing in on a small lake? Maybe one that had a flat bottom.
Bet I couldn't tell you.
You call it a regular rowboat?
I would. It'd be...
if I ask you, when you were going to the singing, you might say,
going to the singing?
Saturday night. And let's see. Okay, now this is a question you might not be able to answer. I couldn't either. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she usually takes maybe a little square of cloth along to use as a guide. What do you call that? You know what?
They call it a sample.
Call it a sample?
Yeah.
You do better than I did on that one. If you wanted to compliment, grandma on a new dress, and you might say, that's a mighty
pretty dress.
And you might say, the next day you might tell, well, that one's even
prettier.
Yeah. And say if she had a pretty dress on and she was in there in the kitchen, she wouldn't want to get it greasy. She put a
apron.
Apron. Now this thing that I write with is a
pencil.
Yeah, or a
pen.
Now, say I had a hole in my pants or something, I might use what to hold it together?
A needle?
Yeah, or
a pen?
And soup usually comes in what? When you go to the store, you buy it. Soup usually comes in what now?
A box or
a can, maybe?
We always got them in a box or on a coat hanger.
Yeah, I mean, like, say, soup, like, you'd eat,
They come in can. Soup comes in can.
What's that usually made of?
Well, different things. It's called chicken noodle soup or spaghetti and stuff like that.
What's a can usually made of?
Tin.
Now, how much is a dime worth? This is a dime or
10 cents.
Mm-hmm.